Hi, James from Ingvid. Just looking at my work. I don't know when I'm going to get any more downtime. I mean, I haven't had spare time or time off in so long. I haven't done any of my interests or hobbies, and you know what I mean, right? You don't? Oh, that's today's lesson. We're going to talk to you about conversation skills and how you can improve them while talking about your downtime, hobbies, and time off, you know? Well, you don't know? Let's do it then. Let's go to the board. Well, let's start off with what is a hobby? Well, a hobby is something, and you can think of the word habit. I think most of you know habit is something you do regularly. Well, a hobby starts with a H, and it means something you do regularly. But in this case, it's something that's fun. You do it regularly, and you don't get paid for it. That's what we usually call your hobby. So you might even spend money and time to do it, but you get a lot of fun from it and you do it regularly. Now, another word for hobby is interest. And the funny thing about interest is that I could say to you, what are your hobbies? Or I could say to you, what are your interests? And it's almost the same. And we use them in English speakers almost interchangeably, which means we can just change them and it doesn't really matter. But there's a slight difference. Remember, hobby and habit go together, you do regularly. Well, interest means I like it. Like I'm interested in the theater, but I don't go all the time, maybe once every 2 years. But my hobby is collecting comic books, which means I actually every week buy the comic books like a habit, and I get enjoyment from both. So remember, you can use the words, but one is more specific, right? So you could say, yeah, you could say, I'm interested in reading. I don't have time to do it, but I like the idea of it, versus my hobby is reading, which is that's what I do when I don't have anything to do. Right? So let's go over here. What kind of hobbies or interests can a person have? Well, one of them is collecting. And what does collecting mean? It means to bring together a group of things, right? But in this case, collecting is very specific. Personally, I collect comic books. And I dare you to go back and watch how many videos I've done wearing a Batman t-shirt. And you'll know I'm a real collector, okay? I love Batman. But let's just say I bought Batman number one. Now, if I'm a collector, I'll also buy Batman number two and Batman number three, and so on and so on. I'll continue to buy. And I will keep them. I'm not going to sell them. I'm not trying to make money. And I'm going to enjoy them. As a collector, I will go back after reading them and read them again. Just like when you collect, we said comics, you can collect books. You can also collect art and music. You guys know you collect music. You like Duran Duran, right? That great group. Girls on Film. Oh, I'm old. No, that new guy, Justin Timberlake. Yeah. Mirror. Yeah, I can't sing that song. But you know what I mean. You can collect music. You can collect art. Van Gogh, Picasso. Music again, Beethoven, Bach, Brahms. Collect and enjoy, right? For yourself or your friends. Well, what else can you do? Well, you can also play. And in this case, we're talking about playing sports. I enjoy playing sports. I enjoy playing golf. No, I don't. But sports, you can enjoy playing cards or games. So, sports, I enjoy playing soccer. I'm saying ING, I enjoy playing soccer. Or I enjoy playing volleyball at the beach, right? Cards, I enjoy playing poker, solitaire. Nobody loves me. Because solitaire means to be by yourself. Or enjoy playing poker. Five card stud, because I'm a stud, baby. Okay, now, or games. Now, when I enjoy playing games, right, I can do gaming. It's a little different. Games could be board games like chess or checkers or Monopoly and gaming, which we change to I enjoy gaming. So you would just say gaming instead of playing that. You say gaming. Everybody knows it's electronic. Okay, good. Now, traveling. But I'll explain because it seems obvious. Traveling means anything outside of your city. If you go to the library in your city, you're not traveling, boys and girls. You're just going to the library. But if you have a big country, like I'm in Canada, we like traveling to other parts of Canada because it's like going to Europe. But you can travel in North America, you can travel in Europe, you can travel to Africa, leave Europe. You're like, oh my gosh, yes. You can travel between countries, continents, and large regions. So when you say I enjoy traveling, it can be from city in one part of your country to another, or to different countries or different continents. Cool? You should learn, travel a little, learn a little. Going to means because I'm going from one place to another to do the activity, and that is the activity, going to do it, right? In this case, movies. I enjoy going to the movies. That's my hobby. every week I see a new movie. I have a friend who watches one movie every night. He goes to a cheap theater and he watches movies. He loves them. That's his hobby. 2 hours a day, he gets to heaven. You know, he flies away and enjoys them, you know, or going to the beach. Some people like going to the beach, like little turkeys. They lie in the sun, it's called tanning, and they turn over at 2 o'clock and turn over at 3 o'clock and turn back and they cook themselves. I don't know why, but they enjoy going to the beach. Some people like going to the theater, you know, masterpiece theater. You watch the theater. It's very intellectual, theater. And you get to say theater. You can't say that with movies. It doesn't, movies sound like a, well, whatever. Okay, baking and cooking. So another hobby is baking and cooking, and it's not just for women anymore. No, sir, I like cooking too. You know, I like cooking shows, Top Chef and whatnot, right? Iron Chef. So you watch and then you copy the recipe and you make it. So you can say, my hobby is cooking. If it is, please send me an invite, me and the worm. We're coming over. I don't care where you live. We're coming for a visit. And make it good, son, because I don't travel for no reason, all right? Next. This is going to be funny. I know some of you are laughing right now because, you know, James, we do things we enjoy, yes? But in school, I have to read and write. You tell me this is hobby? Yeah, there are some crazy people who like to read and write. Well, reading anyway. I enjoy a good book. I enjoy comic books. But some people enjoy writing and doing poems and stories. And some people enjoy reading books, horror, drama, and whatnot, right? Whatnot means anything. So this is what we're talking about here. These are the things that could be your hobbies. But we have to talk about questions because I said this is going to help you with conversation. You don't walk up to people and go, I enjoy cooking, I enjoy reading, and I enjoy playing soccer. They will say, why are you talking to me? I didn't ask you that. So we can look at the questions that you can ask somebody or they might ask you. And when you respond, you'll find out that, well, guess what? You have things, what we call things in common, that help us talk to each other and get to know each other. Our interests, when they're similar, we can become friends. Or even if they're different, we can learn from each other. Let's go to the board, shall we? All right, so the first thing we look at is, what do you do in your... There's a D. D is for dummy. Wait, don't be so rude, E. D is for downtime. 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 What do you do on your downtime? Now you notice it says in. The preposition is in. Well, because we are in time, right? There's a beginning to time and an end to time, and you're somewhere in this time. So when we say downtime, this is your relaxing time. Time when you're not up and working, you're down in time. So you can relax. So a lot of native speakers go, hey, what do you do in your downtime? What time you're not working? Relaxing time. Okay, next one we're going to do is, what do you do with your spare time? Well, we know what time is, but what does spare mean? Spare means extra. It has many meanings, but today the basic meaning is extra. Now, we have spare change. When you have paper money, a dollar, and you go to the store and they give you money back and it's little metal money, that's called your spare change or coins. You do your spare change isn't enough to buy big things, so you buy usually gum or candy or pay for parking. Yeah, that's fun. Fun things with a spare change. We do the same thing with our spare time. With our spare time, it's our extra time. And remember, spare because you sleep for 8 hours, you work for 8 hours, you have to eat and poo-poo. I said it, I'm sorry. But then you only have 2 or 3 hours a day for yourself, and that's your spare time. What do you do for fun with your spare time, right? We use this preposition with to say, look, there's you and this time. How do they come together? Well, they come together for me for collecting things like comics, right? Now, we've got one more. What could that be? What do you do when you have time off? Time off. Well, what do you do when you have time off? Time off from what? From life? No. No, I was thinking, could it be possible? Time off from work, right? That's when traveling would come in. Like, my time off, I'm going traveling because it's usually a longer period of time, right? So you say traveling for time off. We could also use it for other things like collecting and that. Probably spare time, you would say, or downtime. Your hobbies are collecting, but time off, most likely traveling, but you can still use it. It's something we say, right? So what do you do when you have time off? What do? You can say, well, I enjoy or I like to. James, enjoy and like are the same. I know, and I'm separating them for a reason. There's another couple other reasons that I don't have time to go into. But the key here is if you remember this simple rule, you can use it and you'll be right like 90% of the time, no problem. You enjoy, don't use to, don't use this particle of this preposition to, don't use it. But you can say, I enjoy, ing. So I enjoy, give me a second there. Take a good look, you got that? But you can say this, now ready? Ready with me? I enjoy, ing, I enjoy, ing. What am I saying? I enjoy playing, I enjoy dancing, I enjoy singing, I enjoy going. That's one, okay? So that's I enjoy, ing. And what about I like to? Because we know I enjoy inging, but I like to. Well, here, I like to, the verb that follows has to be in the base form, okay? Base form means don't change it. So travel, play, collect, right? I like to collect comic books. I enjoy collecting comic books. Do you see the difference? So we can do it with anything here, right? I enjoy traveling to different countries. I like to travel. I'm going to put base form. So this means don't change the verb, okay? So if you can remember these two words, if you're going to say one, I enjoy, ing, and I like to, base. Hello, can you go? Turn it up! I'm just joking. Sorry, that's an old rap reference. All right, but base verb. So you want to use the base verb here, okay? So let's give an example. I enjoy traveling. You like to? That's right, travel. Cool, excellent. All right, now, the response to all of this, when you go through this long conversation with somebody, yada, yada, right, or blah, blah, when they finish, you go, hey, man, that's cool. Yeah, that's really cool. Or, dude, that's interesting. Don't add the dude part. You don't have to say that, but you can go, that's rather interesting. You enjoy the theater. Well, I like to go swimming. That's cool, isn't it? The water is cool. Made it funny. Okay, wait, not that funny. But to wrap up the lesson, remember, wrap up means finish or complete, okay? What are your hobbies? These are, remember, H for habits. These are things I like to do, enjoy doing, and do regularly, and I don't get paid for it, right? Another word is interests, but interest could be what do I like? It doesn't mean it's a hobby, but I'm interested in this and that, okay? We talked about that. We got three others here. Downtime, spare time, and time off are all similar, right? And finally, enjoy, I enjoy, ing. I enjoy, ing. Yeah, you like that. Can't see my butt move. My butt, my bottom. It's really nice, though. It's cute. It's good. And finally, base. Hello, do you go? I like to, verb in the base. All right? Now, and the final thing is, oh, that's cool. That's really interesting. Those are good responses after someone tells you these are their hobbies. Okay? So, I got to go. Man, it's like Superman. I just popped that shirt. See that?
I enjoy being Superman. That's my secret identity. My hobby.
Okay, Mr. E and I are out. We're going to have some fun right now. Going to go play sometimes. We're not going to go read anything. That's his thing. I lied. I hate reading. I don't know how to read. I'm illiterate. Illiterate. You know that? Anyway, so, okay, I'm out. But before I go, you have to go to www.ing, where ing stands for English, vid, and vid stands for video.com, okay? Where myself, Mr. E, is always present. And there's 975 new teachers. It's incredible. It's just crazy out there. I'm just playing with you. It's my hobby. See, I enjoy doing that. I'm really interested in what you have to say, though, so don't forget to go do the quiz when you're